Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. This is Galuak Shul, your host for the day. This is Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I will be bringing you all types of music from Africa, Asia, and Europe, and in America.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galuak Shul. And I will be taking you through our discussion for the rest of our time. This is Resettled Radio again, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Last week, we discussed a very hot topic concerning about the bride wealth. Some people call it dowry, and other people call it bride price. But is it a wealth or is it about love? That's what we discussed last week. In case you miss it, I talked about other cultures and how other cultures view the dowry. You know, in some cultures it's paid to the man's family, and in some cultures it's paid to the girl's family. So either way, it has the same meaning. It means, you know, it's paid as a part of the respect, you know, to the family of either a bride or groom. But today we will be discussing a different topic, bride wealth, not the dowry that we discussed last week, but this week is going to be a different topic a little bit. And mostly we will be bringing you what is happening in the resettlement community here in Auckland. So nothing much is happening, but we have a lot of we've got a big task ahead of us. We have organized some trainings in our communities. We will be training our communities on how to run a survey. This is in collaboration with the Census New Zealand. It's from Census New Zealand or New Zealand Statistics New Zealand. So this is a part of the project being run by ARCC and in collaboration with ARMS. And we will be training our communities how to do survey online. Now the world is going digital, and we don't want the resettlement community to be behind that. So the training that will be given to resettlement community or the members of the communities in the resettlement sector is to go digital, do the survey online by themselves. I know it's so hard when you just come to a different environment where everything is done through a computer. It takes a while. It takes a little bit of adjustment, and it takes a good heart for other people to come and involve, to help other people who are struggling. Yes, we can do it all together. And if you want to come out that day and try, if you know some little bit of computer and want to come out to the community and help with the training and all of that, please don't hesitate to come. We will be starting our first training on the 16th this month in Manalbat. So we will be doing it at Manalbat, YMCA Manalbat, at 773 New North Road, Manalbat, at 5:30 p.m. So it will start at 5:30 p.m. and we will finish at 7:30 p.m. So refreshment will be provided. Please, if you are a member of the family, I mean by family resettlement sector. So if you are part of the resettlement sector, definitely you are part of ARCC. And that's what we do. We are a big family. We come from all colors and shapes and everywhere, every part of the continent. And so that's what makes us a very great society. And we support one another with the love and support from the whole society, and the whole society, which is our Kiwi brothers and sisters. Today, not today, next Tuesday is going to be a Waitangi Day. So what does it mean? What does Waitangi Day mean to resettlement community? So we are a new people in the country, and we, as we stay here, we see a lot of things happening and a lot of exciting things. So Waitangi is one of the exciting things that is going to happen here and that we have experienced. So does it have an impact on us? Yes. And this is what we will discuss later, plus other things. Please stay as I play for you a music from Celine Dion, the greatest of all time. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
That's how she a pop. No reach the pose, no a rock. She a rock me. And he said, that's tell her what you do to the head. Never worry, left myself. For what you do it to dread. Mama, me feel so red. But why do it again? Me say to you, me pledge. Me say, me not gonna age. Me baby, you me a go pamper. Plasket and basket can carry water. Me a hills man, so girl, me love prata. So later, girl, give me son and daughter. Yeah.
Girl, wine, 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 wine.
Tick like the clock, when me trip the time, 6:30 on the dock. She a really in the name, me say style, she a pop. No reach the puzzle, no rock, she a rock.
The way she do it good to me, send her not for pass out. Make me sing out loud, down with some grass note. Me have to make a quote, she no run Joe. Her manager eye, me say it so low, yeah. She's serious, but she love to play. Especially with a man like me. I'm my way, she wanna stay forever, yeah. But it's a wine, 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 wine.
Tick like the clock, when me trip the time, 6:30 on the dock. She a really in the name, me say style, she a pop. No reach the puzzle, no rock, she a rock. Make it so new, me a go murder it. Some style, yet she never gets heard of it. When me twist and she never knows how so me fit. Me weaving it, me passing it, yeah. She never knows when me roof it up. Real way up, me so me push it up. Like sandpan, which is me a so me love. But I eat she love, win it love.
Girl, wine, 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 wine.
Tick like me clock, bring me drop the time, 6:30 on the dock. She a really in the name, says that she a pop. No reach for puzzle, no rock, she a rock. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh.
Program. If you this like a
I go do go do it. Sell a bubble on the beat. Yeah, me holiday. It's a spacey, baby. Johnny leave me for Lucinda. And I don't know what to do. I need to say I don't do mum. Like the way Cynthia they do. Johnny give you chebele. He talk say you want marine and then walk him can deep and then. Johnny Mo, Johnny Mo, I'm looking for my Johnny. Yeah. Where is my Johnny? Johnny Mo, do you know Johnny? Question. If I know see my Johnny,
Johnny,
ah, Fefe Gremen, yeah, yeah. looking for my Johnny. I'm looking for my honey. You're telling me this, you're telling me that. I say this is not for me. Johnny do me corny. Johnny do me corny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that. But I know what tell mommy. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance this sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio. This one na go be. Original go be. If I know see my journey,
as you can see, we are leading them, everybody, to discover where journey is. There is no way we will not see
it. If I know see my journey,
we don't catch him.
Welcome to Rasala Radio. Welcome back. Welcome to the Rasala Radio. This is Rasala Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Gadlock Shoal. And we have been talking about Waitangi Day, what it means for the resettlement community. And when I talk about resettlement community, I'm talking about the Burmese, the Sudanese, South Sudanese, Cameroonians, Syrians, Iraqis, everybody who came here as a former refugee. And these are the communities that make up the resettlement, the ARCC, Auckland Resettlement Community Coalition. And yes, on Tuesday is going to be a Waitangi Day. And what does Waitangi Day mean to the resettlement community? What does it mean to me? And what does it mean to you as a new Kiwi? And this is how we call ourselves in this country as new Kiwis, because we just came. We were not born here, we came. And we become part of the New Zealand population, the citizens, and citizens who are giving a positive contribution to this country, to this great nation. And every year on the 6th of February, so New Zealand marks the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840. And so this is a very big thing, in New Zealand, and it's a very big thing also in the resettlement sector, I would say. And in that year, representatives of British Crown and over 500 Maori ships signed what is now considered to be the New Zealand founding document. And that's why we always celebrate it, because it has a number of things that is that makes this country a very great nation, because this is the founding document of this great nation. According to what I have obtained here from one of the websites, it says the day was first officially commemorated in 1934. I didn't know that until I searched it. So I ran a little research how people in this country, how Kiwis first celebrated this day. So I found out that it was first celebrated in 1934. That was long time ago. And it has been a public holiday since 1974. So it was in 1974 when it was recognized that Waitangi Day would be a national day that would be celebrated for the things it has. It is a founding document, and it should be celebrated. And this is what, you know, makes the settlement community to have the pride of being a citizen, citizens of this country, citizens of New Zealand, new Kiwis who are contributing to the economic health of this country. And we are glad to be a part of this country, of this great nation. And so, February 6, has a lot of days which are also, historically there are a lot of things being done that were done on the February 6th. And so February 6th was the day that things happened in the other part of the world. And it was a time when Maximilian I proclaimed Holy Roman Emperor, first emperor in centuries, not to be crowned by the Pope. So that was like a rebellion to me. That was in 1508. So that's when Maximilian I. I don't know how many Maximilian, but they say Maximilian I and II and all of that. I don't know historical, but this background is talking about Maximilian I proclaimed Holy Roman Emperor and first emperor in centuries, and he did not want to be crowned by the Pope. Well, it happened on February 6, 1508. So I'm trying to bring you the days that happened in conjunction with our Waitangi Day, February 6. And also in February 6, 1778, in France recognized USA, the United States of America, signs Treaty of Alliance in Paris. And that was the first U.S. treaty being signed ever. That was the first treaty with France to be signed in February 6, 1778. So historically, there are events that happened. So if you look back, it's not about Waitangi Day alone. A lot of other things also happened in that day, and it's important to highlight that. And also, February 6, 1819, Stanford Raffles found Singapore as a British trading port. So this is where the Singapore port was founded in February 6, 1819. And it also says in February 6, 1952, Queen Elizabeth II succeeds King George VI. So this is one of the things in the history that we do not know. And so we have a very great Waitangi Day, as far as the rest of the countries in the outside of New Zealand have their own stories that fall on that day, the February 6th. When the resettlement community came to this country, they came with no hope, because the hopes have been shattered with the civil wars, with the famine, with the drought, a lot of man-made catastrophes, a lot of man-made problems. So we ran away as a community, and we sought refuge in different countries. And then when once come here, so it's a different environment, a different challenge. And so it's a fight for survival, because you are introduced into a different culture, into a different environment. And so you have to find a way to survive. And things like Waitangi Day, so it gives us, you know, hope that some people really worked hard for this nation to be a nation as it is today. Because if it is not a nation as it is today, we would not be here as a resettlement communities. And this is very important to be highlighted. And, you know, that's why we reflect on this day, because it is important to us, it is important to any Kiwi, it is important to anybody in New Zealand. It doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what your background is, as long as you are here in this country, Waitangi Day means a lot to you, and it means a lot to us as a new Kiwis in this country. And that's why it's good to make a reflection as it what it means, really. What it means, and what it means is that it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to everybody. Aside from that, we will be also talking about the things that are happening now, that are things that are making a lot of headlines. We have a South Sudanese peace talks in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. This is not the first time it has taken place in Ethiopia. We will be giving some highlights on that, what it means for the people who are suffering in refugee camps, in IDPs, the people displaced internally, and the people who are living in the swamps. These are also people displaced, but they don't have a protection, being killed all the time by forces from the both sides, forces from the fighting parties. And also we will give a little light on the Syrian conflict. I know, and you know, Syria has been in a conflict for now for too long since it started, and a lot of suffering. Civilians have been bombed, and so civilians have become a target of the fighting force, just like the case of Sudan, and just like the case of Libya, where civilians fall as a victims of the man-made war. And when we also come back after this break, because we will go for a little break and then we will come back, we will be talking about our the ARCC Youth Leadership Program, which is taking shape now in ARCC, run by the youth, for youth, and it belongs to the youth. And we will come back after I play for you this song. This is a Sudanese musician, a local musician by the name Gordon Kong.
Dang dala dole chek chek dang dala dole chek. Thank you.
That is Kofi Olomide. It's the best of all times in Congolese music. Not only in Congolese music, but all over Africa. He's the best musician. And he is the greatest of all time.
Family Aliandi, Zombokila Sili, Kite Kwangonge, Papa Nabiso Mokosa, Kokate.
He is my favorite singer, and he does not go wrong. If you love music, you don't want to know the translation of what he is saying, because the tune of the music is all you need if you are a music lover. And he's singing in both Lingala and French. Lingala is one of the languages in Congo, in Democratic Republic of Congo, which previously used to be called Zaire. Welcome back. Welcome to the Rasarelo Radio, brought to you by RCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galo Akshol, and we are almost approaching to the end of our program. We have been talking about the Waitangi Day, what it means to the resettlement community, people like me and anyone else who came to New Zealand as a former refugee. We call ourselves former refugees because we are no longer refugees, and we do not want the stigma to live with us forever. You know, if you live in the past, you cannot move forward. So it's good to go to the past and to make a reflection on it in order for you to move forward, but you cannot live in the past. And so that's what it is in our resettlement sector here. We say we want to move forward, but, you know, our past cannot hold us hostage. And so we don't want to be held hostage by our past. And so that's why we are no longer refugees, but we are former refugees. We are here in New Zealand as a new Kiwis, and as a new citizens of this country, we are contributing to the economic growth of New Zealand. And that's what we do as a resettlement sector and as the members of the community in the resettlement sector. Previously, before I left for a break, I briefly told you, to our listeners here, that there's a peace talks going on now in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. It's about the peace about South Sudanese conflict, South Sudan. This is the history of South Sudan for those who do not know and those who are listening now. South Sudan got the independence from Sudan on July 9, 2011. So this is the youngest nation on earth, and it's a new baby. The South Sudanese people have been in war for a long time to gain the independence from Khartoum regime, from Khartoum government, which is now Sudan. It used to be one country, the biggest country in Africa, but it is now split into two. And so Sudan maintained the name Sudan, and then South Sudan became the Republic of South Sudan when it gained independence on July 9, 2011. Then in 2013, December 15, 2013, so the South Sudan blew up in war. So it went to civil war, this time not with North Sudan as it used to be, but with itself. And so South Sudan became a war zone, and a lot of people have died. A lot of atrocities, you know, have been committed by both the government and the rebels and other militias who formed themselves along the tribal lines. And a lot of people have been displaced. A lot of people went to other countries as refugees. We have now a lot of refugees, South Sudanese refugees in Uganda and in Kenya and in Congo and in Ethiopia and in Sudan and other countries bordering South Sudan. So, Eritrea as well. And in Uganda, it's already 1 million population. South Sudanese refugees population in Uganda. The same thing to Ethiopia is now approaching 1 million population. Apart from the other population we have, the huge population we have in Kenya. And so we are close to about 3 million refugees in neighboring countries. And now when the peace is being talked about by the intergovernmental of IGAD, I mean, we call it IGAD, Intergovernmental on Development. It's African bloc, you know, that is bringing peace to other nations in East Africa. This is the same agency, the same organization that brought about peace in both Sudan and South Sudan in 2005. It is that peace that brought South Sudan to independence. Now, as we speak, a lot of delegates from both sides, from the government and from the rebels, are negotiating the peace deal. We don't know what would be the outcome because this is not the first time the peace agreement was negotiated by IGAD and other international communities, such as the European Union and Troika and the United States as a part of Troika and the United Nations and other players in the peace bringing. But there's a lot of hope from the refugee communities in East Africa, especially South Sudanese refugees, that there should be a hope that will come out from that peace talk. Now they are in Addis Ababa, both sides, the rebels and the government, they are negotiating a peace deal that might give a hope to the refugees. Let me take you back a little bit. There was a peace that was signed in 2015, but that peace did not see the light of the day because it was obstructed again in July 2016, and it did not last long. And now it is the same people coming back to negotiate. So how good it will be? You know, we don't even know. So people are expecting that the peace will not be obtained. And there are other voices that are saying this is a real peace after the other one of July 8. The one of July 2016 was made to collapse. But now who is suffering? The ordinary people, the refugees, the IDPs, and the United Nations has already announced that 1.4 million people have been displaced, apart from those who came to neighboring countries as refugees. The only hope is that this may be the last peace to be signed, and hopefully it's going to be okay, and that's the hope of everybody. And also in Syria, we have seen Syrians are also suffering because of a lot of atrocities being committed against the ordinary citizens. This is like the case of South Sudan. In Syria, they are going through the same thing. But the only difference is that in South Sudan, it has been tried to make a peace, but it failed. But in Syria, if it has been tried, I don't know, but you know, it's all about the bombs. I saw it today in Al Jazeera that 20 to 30 bombs, you know, rain each day on the civil population. And so imagine if you are part of that civil population, what is the suffering you would get? Yeah. What would be the suffering that you would get? It's not good for anyone. The war is not good for anyone. The war is not good for the humanity. And all we need is peace, 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 and peace. And this is all we have been hoping for. I hope peace will come to South Sudan, will come to Syria, will come to Libya, will come to Myanmar, will come to Congo, will come to Afghanistan. And Before we close, I would like to pay the tribute on behalf of ARCC, and this is the ARCC message that it has put out before, that a bomb blast happened last week and we lost our founding member. I should say that in the opening of the program, that we lost our founding member, one of our founding members, one of our founding member, Dr. Hashim. He was part of ARCC, and he was the part of ARCC community. He was the one of the reasons why ARCC exists today, because of his great effort he put in ARCC. And tragically, we lost him in a bomb blast in Afghanistan, so that we lost him in such a tragic manner. And our prayers and thoughts go to his family. He was a great man. We love him as a member of our community and our leader in ARCC. We lost a great man, and it is so sad that we lost him when he's away from the family. And our thoughts are with his family. This is a very sad day for ARCC and for ARCC communities. And please put your thoughts together for his family so that they should be in peace. And may Dr. Hashim rest in peace. This has come to the end of our program. And until we come back next time, until I come back next time, I will be talking to you on different issues. Currently, we have youth leadership going on. In the resettlement community, we have a youth program run by youth themselves. This is the empowerment of the youth, where the youth will have a voice and will have a place where they will be building their leadership capabilities. And this is what the ARCC is offering them. ARCC is giving the training, giving them skills where they can be able to lead their communities too, because the youth are the leaders of tomorrow. And ARCC, we are developing our youth, giving them skills that they need in order for them to lead their respective communities. And this is what is happening in ARCC. And still also we are looking for mentors who will be helping our learners. We have open road driving program, which is helping people, teaching people how to learn to drive. And we are requesting if you have a clean record and you know how to drive and you have a New Zealand full license, please come on board and give your free time to make a difference in the community. And this is what we're asking for. Yeah, just as we are asking for your time. We have a car, and you will be given a training how to go about a person who is not who has never been on the road before. So we'll give you a little bit of knowledge of what you should do. And this is a great community too. It's both ways. You know, you're going to learn about a lot of cultures, because we are from different cultures. We are very diverse. And the person also will learn from you the knowledge that he or she will get is very important. And this is a two-way learning process. And if you have any time, please don't hesitate to call us at 09-846-0110. Again, 09-846-0110 if you want to be a mentor or an instructor. Until next time, we will come back. We will come back and talk about other things. So now, I will leave you with music. Voilà, y'a où t'es ma cosa, libre.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetradio.